check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island that got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. Excuse me. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you this morning. I'll tell you what, before we get to that, let's take a look at how we did on Friday. And I'll tell you what, on that, woof, not good at all. USC, what are you doing? What are you doing? All you had to do was win the game to get in the college football playoff, to win the Heisman Trophy. Dude, that defense was atrocious that killed us last night. I couldn't even believe it, man. They got coach coming through college basketball. Zach Attack coming through on Canisius as well. Emory had UTSA. But my goodness, USC, you let us down. Let us down. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. Enough of that. Oh, had to shake that one off this morning. It was tough, but it's easy to shake it off when you have these guys. First up, Micah Roberts. As always, my man, you are looking sharp. Your backyard looks like heaven out there. How are we doing, sir?
Doing great, man. Ready to watch, see if TCU can continue on. And, you know, if this doesn't happen, TCU, I mean, are we looking at Alabama again? Are we looking at Alabama and Georgia
and
then two Big Ten teams? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agreed. And think about this. If TCU loses today, that means that we would have Georgia versus Alabama and Michigan versus Ohio State again. Yeah. Yeah, insanity, man. I'm not going to say Michigan doesn't want to play Ohio State because they handled them, but, dude, I wouldn't want to play them twice in a row. You know what I mean?
No kidding.
Craziness. My man, Bob Konarski. Bobby Locks, looking sharp, my man. How we doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me again. College basketball has been wild, especially for all you App State backers with me last night. Up 23, getting 7 at Charlotte. Couldn't pull it out. Just an unbelievable collapse. Like I said, college basketball has been a roller coaster, but new day, new slate. Let's get after it.
Dude, absolutely. I mean, look, I was riding USC. It was 17-3. I wasn't even sweating, right? I was like, dude, we got this in the bag. Nope. Like, just craziness, man. Sports is sports. Spectre, my man. How we doing? Dude, I have loved having the World Cup on because we've gotten so much more of you on the show, and it's been fantastic, my man. How we doing?
We're doing good, and I'm glad to be here. The Team USA are playing right now. Wishing all of them the best of luck. I'll be watching the second we get off of this show. It's been a good run so far, and I hope it continues.
Dude, me too. Me too, man. Absolutely. All right, let's get into the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. Bobby Locks coming right at you, my man. College basketball games, all right, and we're looking at the first true road games, really, of the schedule. Getting started. What do you got?
Yeah, so first true road games, we've seen some significant losses to start the season. We had Arizona losing their first true road game at Utah, Creighton lost at Texas, UNC at Indiana. And there are still a lot of teams playing their first true road games today. Like, for example, we have Oklahoma at Villanova, Indiana State at Miami, Ohio, Toledo at George Mason, Wisconsin at Marquette, Ole Miss at Memphis, and finally UNLV at San Diego. So in these conference games, in these battles or challenges, home court advantage means everything. And some of these teams might not be as battle tested as you think. So just be cautious of when you're doing your research on these games.
Yeah, that's great advice, man, for sure. And I'll tell you what, staying in college basketball, Micah, throwing it back over to you. All right, we've got undefeated UConn, and they're underrated, man. Talk to us, buddy.
Yeah, they're one of the teams out of all the top-ranked teams that have been climbing up the ladder. And 9-0, 8-1 against the spread, been favored in eight games. One game they were a dog, it was in the Portland tournament, and they handled Alabama 82-67. But the metrics there, they've got all the metrics as a really good team that's going to be good. And this is a team that lost four kids to graduation, lost four to transfers in the portal, and they rebooted. They got some of their own, guard from East Carolina and a forward from Texas A&M, and they put it all together, and 47% field goal percentage, and then they defend 38% and block 5.2 blocks per game. Right now, they're rated about the eighth best team in the country, but they're going to move up here with Gonzaga out there. So right now they're like the seventh top-rated team, 4.5 behind top-rated Texas. And they'll play their game at Florida on Wednesday. They should be about 5-point favorite there, so something to look at.
Something to look at indeed, my man. Something to look at indeed. All right, before we look at our best bets for today, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua, and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk. No. You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter, and he said, oh, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film, and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
And we are back. All right. Getting into it, we got a full slate across the board of all kinds of sports. I'll tell you what, Bobby Locks coming right back at you, my man. You got one play, college basketball. Bring it up, buddy.
Yeah, one play today for the show. We got Alabama minus 19.5 hosting South Dakota State. Each of Alabama's three home wins, they won by 21 points or more. Now they face a South Dakota State Jackrabbits team who just played yesterday at Kent State, lost by 15. The Jackrabbits did lose their best three-point shooter, and this team is not as efficient from the three-point line as they were last season. They also turn the ball over 24% of the time on offense. So this will allow Alabama for some easy transition buckets as they like to play very up-tempo at home. South Dakota State also struggles rebounding, and they're going to have a very tough time against the number one offensive and defensive rebounding team in Alabama. Yesterday, they allowed 36 points to Kent State in the paint. So I expect Alabama to have a feast in the paint. So I like Alabama big here at home.
All right, there we go, man. There we go. All right. My man, the speculator. All right. I need a little of that West Coast magic over here. All right. That's what I need, dude. All right. You got two plays, World Cup. Holler at me, man. What you got?
Yeah. So the first play, we're going to do the World Cup game after the U.S. game. And that is going to be Argentina versus Australia. And it might be a little surprising here, but we're going Australia plus two at minus 140. On paper, this seems like a really lopsided match. But Argentina throughout the World Cup haven't scored more than two goals in a single match so far. Australia, after an absolute beatdown from France, kept a clean sheet for the second two games. Our model's projecting a 2.1 to 0.5 game, so a 1.6 spread. I think at worst, you end up pushing your bet here. That's why we're going Australia plus two at minus 140. Our second game, we're going to tomorrow's game, France versus Poland. And our model is actually pretty even with all of the odds around here. We think there's pretty good probabilities, even probabilities throughout all the bets. But we promised you a pick for every game. So we are going to go France versus Poland over 2.5 goals at minus 120. We're projecting a 2.1 to 0.7 game, totaling to 2.8 goals. France fans weren't happy with the last game that France played. They're going to come back with new motivation to do better for their fans. And Mbappe just causes havoc anywhere he goes. He's either going to score with his own foot or draw enough attention to create other scoring opportunities for his teammates. And then the reason we have over 2.5 is because there's always a possibility that Louis can score for Poland. So France versus Poland over 2.5 goals, minus 120. That's what we're going with.
Dude, look at it, man. I love it. Always coming with it. All right, now, before we get to Micah, who is our cleanup hitter, all right, this is what we got. So last night on CBS Sports HQ, I played Georgia LSU over 52. So everybody in the chat right now, if you type the word coach, all right, if Georgia LSU over 52 hits, we're going to give away 3 Early Edge merch packs. Just drop your name in the chat or drop coach in the chat and I'll find 3 winners from that. So just type coach. That's all you got to do. Georgia LSU over 52, riding that one. Also, M Squared could not join us today. Our man is doing 91 things at a time, but he did want to bring in his play for today. Kansas State TCU first quarter under 13.5 at plus 100. So that's what Mikey's riding today. He wanted to make sure that everybody saw that one. All right, dude, you know what you do with cleanup hitters, man. You just get the hell out of the way and let them operate. So, Micah, floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, I hope Mikey hits his because I'm going over in the game. So let's go under in the first quarter and over in the game altogether. This game, it just seems like the total is too low, and we're looking at the 2 good quarterbacks, 2 balanced attacks. I mean, Kansas State, 211 yards passing, 210 yards rushing per game. Pretty impressive. Will Howard has elevated this team, I think, way further than Adrian Martinez did. He's been unbelievable. 4 starts, 4 wins. He came in after Martinez got hurt in their first meeting on October 22nd, TCU won 38-28, but that game was 28-10 K-State and 28 straight points scored by TCU at home. You're inside the dome here in AT&T Stadium. You're not going to have a lot of weather issues. I think it's just going to be fast-paced and the running games. You know, Deuce Vaughn and Kendry Miller, both of those guys, pretty similar stats. Look for them to be strong. And then what can you say about Max Duggan? I mean, geez, 66% completions, 29 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Will Howard almost as outstanding there, 13 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in his play. He's been so he's kind of the reason, Will Howard, that I like the over here. And I think Duggan's going to do his thing. They've averaged a 41-24 score this season overall, going 12-0, 9-2-1 against the spread and getting over 7 of their 12 games. So over, fast-paced game, fun right out of the gate this morning, and look forward to it.
Yeah, I do too. Now, here's a question for you. It's just off the cuff. So with Caleb Williams losing last night, can Max Duggan win the Heisman today?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where we stand. Yeah.
I think Williams is pretty much in there. And a lot of the votes have already come in, right? Yeah. So I think I don't know the deadline. I know it's a huge pool, but Williams had kind of an edge there, but you know, you never know.
Yeah, that's I didn't even think about that in terms of the votes that had already been cast. That's a great point. Great, great, great point. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a little recap here. It does look glorious. Speculator, obviously, on USA plus half a goal today already. Australia plus 2. France, Poland over 2.5. Bobby Locks is on Alabama college basketball minus 19.5. M squared, as mentioned, Kansas State, TCU first quarter under 13.5. Michael Roberts, Kansas State, TCU for the game over 61.5. Chip Patterson is on Ohio plus 3. Michigan, Purdue over 52. Emory Hunt is on LSU plus 17.5. Jackson State minus 20. Jackson State Southern under 50.5. Incarnate Word -9.5. Incarnate Word Furman over 63.5. William and Mary -10. And then the William and Mary Gardner Webb under 61.5. All right. That's a full show, boys. Anything you guys are looking forward to today? Just watching sports, I guess. Anybody doing anything fun? Nope. Same thing here. Yeah, same thing here. All right. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live Sunday morning, normal time, 10 a.m. Eastern, breaking down everything for the NFL in week 13. So join us then. But until then, everybody, best of luck. It's Cashy's Tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.